Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinkney to Pinkney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinkney. You would not believe the week we have had. If I sat down here and told you about what was going on in the city of Benton Harbor, you would say, Reverend Pinkney is telling a lie. I tell you, this mayor, Marcus Mahoney, Minister Louis Farrakhan, right hand, a person who he told to become the mayor of the city of Benton Harbor. He was at my home when he told him this, that I want you to run for mayor of Benton Harbor, Michigan. And I know that Reverend Pinkney can help you become mayor. Well, we helped him become mayor. We had a mayor called James Hightower, who's horrible. Horrible. He was a sellout. But Marcus Mahoney is James Hightower on steroids. Last week, they fired the city manager, Darwin Watson. He was stealing money. He was doing everything within his power to destroy the city of Benton Harbor. He was working with Whirlpool Corporation against the people. They even gave him $15,000 underneath the table. $80,000 was missing. All kind of stuff was going on. And we know that Marcus Mahoney may have been receiving some stipends from this man. But what happened was, they voted 5-3 that this man should be terminated. Marcus Mahoney and his schoolmate, Seats and Ison, voted they should not. But five people said he got to go. And they fired him. The very next day, Marcus Mahoney called the press conference, because at that time he became the acting city manager, but he didn't have the power to do this. He rehired the city manager after he was fired the day before to run the city, that he was in violation of the charter. He could have been arrested there, but the city council, they don't have a spine. They don't have a backbone. They're just a group of people that's been put together to help Whirlpool, not Benton Harbor. But anyway, this was a power move. Old Marcus Mahoney called a press conference. You had News 57, 16, 22. You had them all there. And he made the announcement that he was rehiring the city manager and make him head of all departments now, every day. Now, he knew that wasn't going to fly. But he figured that these commissioners are dumb enough to accept it. So on Thursday, they put in an interim city manager who immediately made everything that Marcus Mahoney did none and void. Nobody would believe this. You would have to live in the city of Benton Harbor to know this. His days are numbered as mayor. Just recently, he'd been trying to win the support of Whirlpool Corporation, Harbor Shores. But so far, they have turned him down. That he was their boy. Now, let me get that straight. But they see he's a flim-flam man. He was playing both sides of the fence, and they peaked like I did. He went around telling the school, Whirlpool, because he was mad at them, if it's no Benton Harbor High School, it's no PGA. Well, Whirlpool and everybody else knew, and Harbor Shores knew, that there's nothing in this world he could do to stop the PGA. It would take the complete city commission to do it. He was only one vote. There's nothing. So he was campaigning, getting people riled up, knowing that he did not have the power to do this. But here's what's important. See, the school board had a consent form for 5 years. That form says that the school, Benton Harbor School District, had 5 years to get it right. And it could not be violated. The governor was thinking, when she said that she was going to close the school in 2020, she thought that she can, well, she did intimidate the school board, but she didn't intimidate me. I told them that you have an agreement that's binding, and she cannot come in and close the school board, school down. She can't do it. Not as long as that agreement applies, or unless you sign a new agreement that would allow her to do this. You see, you don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to figure this out. I'm telling them this, and they're telling me she can do it. I said, no, she can't. She could bring in an emergency manager now on the public at 436. She can do that. But she cannot close the high school down. Not until these 5 years has been completed. And I think 5 years will be completed. I'm thinking this in 2023. I'm thinking that it started, I believe it started in 2018. Well, then she had to do it in 2024 because it had to go a year round, something like that. So, but I was telling them, and they were saying, Pinckney don't know what he's talking about. You know, oh, Pinckney knew what he was talking about. You guys just didn't know what you was talking about. I mean, the whole city. And then when it came out that they could not close the school, they got mad at me. Because they want to say, how you know this? Well, common sense. Once you have an agreement on the table, unless you break that agreement, that is the only way that she could have came in and closed the school. You signed one. And this mayor, he went around talking about no high school, no PD, knowing he was a fraud all along. He was a fraud. He got on TV hollering, no PD, no high school, no PGA, knowing that if they looked at him, he would have ate those words. But right now, the school is saved. They put in a plan the other day, which is the same plan that the CEO and the superintendent, well, slash superintendent, was proposing when he came aboard almost 2 years ago. I do not believe they have the ingenuity nor the people to put any plan into operation. It's sad, it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. We the people must stand up and fight back. But listen, I don't want to prolong this too much longer. We got a full group of people today. I want to bring in my very first person, the person who I love dearly, my Green Party girl. She is one who also ran for governor of the state of Michigan, and she's someone to be reckoned with. She's a former school board president in the state of Michigan, and a very, very, very special young lady. And I just want to say that I love her so, and good worker, good friend, and I'll tell you, she's someone special. Jennifer, are you there? Talk to me today.
Hey, Rev, thanks so much. That was such a sweet introduction.
Well, you're a sweet person. I don't know what to tell you. You know, if you don't want me to sit around here, see, people need to know who you are. You're someone special to me. I know exactly who you are, you know? And we've been friends for a long time. You've been to Benton Harbor several times, you know, and I really, really appreciate that, because see, Benton Harbor, we need, you know, the only thing that scared the governor to death was when all the people came from outside of the city of Benton Harbor. When they came from all over, this scared her to death. She realized she could not get away with it. See, her, what she was going to do, she was going to bully these guys into signing a new agreement. That was the plan.
Mm-hmm.
You see, she knew that these guys didn't, they don't know. They're just there. They don't have a clue how to actually run the school. They don't have a clue, you know. And let's face the facts, they don't. I would like to see done someone come in with a complete program that's going to hire teachers, bring the students back, and clean up the mess that they have created. That's what I like. But tell me about your school is about to be closed at one time. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, you know, it was really similar playbook that they tried to use with my school district in terms of trying to bully the board. So, you know, we ended up doing a FOIA request. So we got a lot of information after the fact of what was going on when we didn't know things were going on. So long story short is that my former state senator, David Kinesic, who now works in Dana Nessel's office, because he lost his reelection partially because of what he tried to do in Redford, he was working with the other major school district in my town, South Redford, and they were doing some behind-the-scenes shady stuff with the governor's office and Wayne Risa, which is our intermediate school district for the county, talking about having South Redford annex Redford Union, basically dissolve my school district. And that all happened when I was president of a board. And it also happened to coincide with our former superintendent got a new job, and we were in the process of hiring another superintendent. So very similar situation to what's going on in Benton Harbor.
Absolutely. They probably took the playbook from Redford and brought it down here and thought they was going to be successful.
Oh, you know, I wouldn't be surprised because, you know, my former state senator is very connected within the Democrat Party. There's certainly a playbook. They've been very public about the fact that they would like to close down, you know, at minimum 100 school districts across the state. And what I'm seeing is, you know, they're first targeting lower income communities and high percentage of African American students. So, you know, when you look at Buena Vista, you look at Inkster, you look at Highland Park, you look at Muskegon Heights, you look at Detroit, you look at Redford Union, we're 60% African American with our students. Benton Harbor, you know, I mean, this is something that's going on across the entire state, and it is going to go into white communities. It certainly seems like they're getting all of the kinks out of how they're going to do it in communities that have less political power.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know, just thinking about how they was going to do Redford, that was kind of scary, you know, knowing that, you know, Redford, I believe at that time was maybe 50% African-American when it was going to during your time. I think it wasn't as colorful as it is now. It's very colorful now.
Mm-hmm. We definitely have a lot of white flight out of the district, and we have a lot of school of choice kids in, and so that does raise our percentage a little bit. So we've been about 60%. We were at about 60% at the time that they were trying to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Tell me this: what did you do to help stop it?
So, you know, there's a couple of things that we did, and I think, you know, you're doing a lot of the same things. We ended up finding out information through the press. So we were then going back through the press with what was going on. We also started doing town halls to start having a dialogue with the community and stopping the spread of misinformation. And, you know, we also then went to social media. So when sometimes our press releases weren't getting out or there was something that we really needed to counter and do it right away, I would make a post on my Facebook page and then I would boost it to the community so that a lot of people saw exactly what was going on and what we knew. And then we also did, you know, one very, very large town hall for the community. And really, we had a lot of support in the community. We had parents supporting us. We had teachers supporting us. We had students supporting us. We had parents and students and teachers in the other school district also supporting us because they were not being open and transparent about what they were trying to do because what they were trying to do was a hostile annexation.
Wow. You know, that's amazing when you sit down and think about it. You know, they, you know, with the corporations in the background trying to decide how they're going to close, how they're going to get this land. You know, it's a funny thing. Ben Harbor has a lot of land to sell. I mean, when I talk about land, they have land. And in Whirlpool Corporation and their investors, they saw a way to come in and snatch that land from the hands of the people, and they used the governor. The governor was used. She had no idea that this was going to happen like this. She was blindsided. She figured that Benton Harbor is just a poor community. That, you know, most of the people are too dumb to open their mouth, and she said she'll zoom in here. And that guy Barrow, the one up there in Farmington, they gave him that job last year. He didn't just get this job this year. They already knew that he was going to be up there because his job was to help close down the school, the high school, in a nice, smooth way, and it failed because he had no idea that the people in Benton Harbor, oh, that Reverend Pinckney was somewhere around because my job is to teach these people how to fight because they don't know how to fight. They don't know how to fight a system, as you know, like we're dealing with. You know, they have no clue how to defeat these boys. And my way is simple: is just go at them head on. You see, and don't be intimidated by them. And I think that's the answer right there. Yes.
Absolutely. That's what we did in Redford, and we were in the same position. Our school district is the second largest landholder in the township, second only to the township. So it was absolutely a land grab, as well as, you know, a lot of other issues. The number one thing is that we can learn from each other, and we can help each other, and we can make sure that we're raising awareness that what happened in my community is happening in your community, is happening in other communities, and that's why we need to band together, and we need to push back on the state across the state.
Absolutely. You are 100% correct. Jennifer, I really want to thank you so much. And also, I'd like to thank the Green Party for even considering me to run for the president of these United States. I would look forward to debating a guy like Trump, but unfortunately, I don't have the energy to do that and deal with the people here in the city of Benton Harbor. But if they would have caught me 4 or 5 years ago, I definitely would have said yes. But right now, you know, the answer is no. I will not run for a slot on the president. And I must have received maybe 30, 40 calls from people all over this country saying that they would support me if I ran for president. I was flabbergasted. I could not believe that the people that, you know, that who I've never spoken to was calling me. And I really appreciate that, Jennifer. And anything I can do to help you on your next run, you let me know.
Thanks, my dear. Well, you know, I'm currently actually in Boston waiting for my flight home from our annual national meeting. And of course, you know, I had a bunch of people tell me that they were very sad that you weren't running and to share that with you. I told them I'd be speaking to you today. But, you know, we would support you for anything you want to run for, whether it's local or you want to run for Congress by you or you want to run for mayor or you want to run for anything. You know, you would have the Green Party behind you. And one of the things that I was doing here is putting in a bid for Detroit to host our annual national meeting / presidential nominating convention next year. So
absolutely.
I'm hoping that'll happen, and that should also help our candidates and also help us, you know, raise awareness on issues like what's happening at Benton Harbor, what's been happening around the state, just like in Benton Harbor, you know, and so many other issues like Flint and other issues in Detroit.
Very good. Listen, we will be having Occupy the PGA next May, the last Saturday in May. Please let my friends know there in Boston that and we plan on having a gigantic turnout, and we have some ideas that we're going to put into operation, but Occupy the PGA is going down in 2020. So be ready.
Excellent.
On that note, Jennifer, you tell everybody I love them and tell them that I will be talking to them very, very soon. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Rev.
All right, now you have a good day.
You too.
All right, that was my good friend. I tell you, we are creating a real movement. Those of you who want to join, just holler. And on that note, I gotta bring in my good friend from sunny California. And I tell you, this is one guy. You know, when he says something, I tell you, it is the truth. Very few people in this world who you can rely on the truth coming out of their mouth. My good friend, the guy who, when he speaks, people listen. He was on that Peterson show. Some of you might know, but I think you would have to live in California to know who this guy is. But Malak is my friend, my guy, a brother, a true soldier, a true fighter, and I'm hoping to see him soon. Malak, are you there? Talk to the rail. Malak, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you
I
hear
am.
Me?
How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing great, and I'm doing great again. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm blessed, man. Blessed by the best, and there's nothing
Amen.
Best than the Most High, man. He's amazing, and what he do, and how he sets everything up, man. We go down low, but then he bring you right
mm-hmm.
back up to the top.
There you go. There you go. And you know what? That's important because people need to know that. You know, a lot of people just don't know that. You know, and the reason why they fight each other because they don't know that there's a bigger piece of the pie right in the sky.
Yeah.
And
that's the truth. And you know when.
Yeah.
You go down to a low state, you learn a lot. You know what I mean? From
yeah.
going down
mm-hmm.
to that period. And also it keep you humble. You know, the Most High want to keep everybody humble. Especially the ones that he know that he really want to use, he gonna have you go down to a low state so you can remain
mm-hmm.
humble all the time. Because if we just rise to the top and we got everything that we want and we ain't got to worry about nothing, then we can actually lose our humbleness. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
he can keep on doing it so he can keep you in line so you can deal with people more. And he does it
Absolutely.
To the leaders a lot more than other people because we are the ones who, you know, going to be the example for so many other people, you know?
Absolutely.
And
yeah,
I was listening, and I'm glad. All praise to the Most High. Pinkney, you going out there and you making it happen with the school, you know, because that's very
yeah.
important. We at a time right now in our nation. I'm gonna say the nation of the Israelites. Remember, all blacks, Latinos, Hispanics, all of us are the Israelites. We at a
mm-hmm.
time right now where it's time to step up and take control. We can no longer be domesticated. And this was what I was preaching about yesterday. That the so-called black man in America and woman has been domesticated. Now, you see, you know how a pig, when it get domesticated, it got pink on it and they ain't got no hair. They ain't got no horns on their nose or nothing. But the wild pig, he out there doing his thing. But if you take that same pig and put him in a domesticated form, he's going to completely change everything. He's going to become harmless to his master. And that's what we at right now. We harmless to our master. You know what I'm saying? We dangerous to ourselves, but we harmless to the master. You know what I'm saying? So now we have to get out of the slave mentality and understand where the chains are in our mind, because we don't want to step up. We keep asking everybody to give us something. When we don't need them to give us something, we already got everything we need. All we need to do is come together. $100 from 1,000 people is a lot of money. $100 from 1,000,000 people is even more. You know what I'm saying? So if we come together, we can have all the things that we need. Right now, the California Hebrews out here in California, we're going in a community. We're trying to get everybody involved. We're going to start buying stuff, man. We're going to use our own people to start buying stuff that we need in our own community. We get real estate agents. We get buildings. We get making sure corporations is right. And then we're going to have everybody just put in so we can start buying in our own community. And that's what it's going to take. We got to get rid of the jealousy, the envy. Oh, I don't want him to have that. You know what I'm saying? How many people on this that's listening to your show right now got a business they want to start? But just imagine if we would feed them to start their business. You know what I'm saying? All of us. Everybody feed that one person to start the business, and then that person is have a thriving business with a lot of income to make it happen for a good 2 years. The rent or wherever they setting up at, they can pay it for 2 years, get all their products, get all their workers, and they can be doing their thing. But without us, everybody do this except for us. I'm just letting you know this. Every other nation come together and work together to help one person make it. And then when that one person make it, he's responsible for bringing in others. Because now that he's generating probably $30,000 a month, now you take that $30,000 a month and go buy another building, it could be something completely different. But we need another body right here. We might have our own grocery store over here, but we need a gas station now.
That's right.
We need some apartment buildings. Right. We need this. We can do it ourselves. So I was happy to hear, you know, you saying that the school is going forward. Like, regardless if they shut the school down or not, this is a sign that you need to do your own thing. Them teachers can make way more money making it a private school, and then that's going to inspire them to teach the kids even more. Our kids need more knowledge and understanding anyway. We don't need to just be on the levels that they want us to be on in knowledge. You know what I'm saying? My little daughter, she's six right now, but she on a fourth grade level right now learning. You know what I'm saying? So remember, when we go to school, they only giving us what they want us to know in the first grade. They only giving us what they want us to know in the second grade. They only giving us what they want us to know in the third grade. And we have no idea what the other schools on the other side is teaching their kids. You just going by the curriculum that they giving you to give us. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So we can't take no chances like that no more. We got to make our kids go over and beyond. They are the future of our nation.
And you know, that's what we should be teaching, though. I think that, you know, I know my dad used to always tell us, always buy land. That was his message to me and all my brothers and sisters. He always used to say, well, land is you have a foundation with land. And never, ever, ever try to be a renter. That was his thing. You know, he didn't believe in any of our members of our family living in apartments and stuff like that. He felt that, you know, if you could pay rent, you could own. And that was the mentality that he had. And that's the mentality that I try to spread around to other people. And let me ask you this question, because I think this is important. One thing I have learned here in the city of Benton Harbor, how people get together and try to keep other people down. I'm gonna use the preachers as the best example that I can think of. I'm not a preacher. I'm a minister. You see, I let them do the preaching. I do the ministering because I think that heals a community by ministering to them. But what they do, they have a history of keeping the people down with the same old rhetoric that have kept them down for years and not telling them how to get out of this dilemma that we're in. You see, I believe in telling person that we can do better. I don't believe that we have to be this way. I don't believe that that we have to beg the governor to keep our school open. I don't believe that. I believe we tell her to keep our school open. Ain't no such thing as please keep don't close my school. I said, absolutely not. She's not going to close the school, you know. And you know, these guys, they don't have no backbone. So they're willing to accept whatever she said. But my question is, do you have the same problem with the black population in California like we have here in the city of Benton Harbor? You was here in Benton Harbor. You know how they are. Do you have the same problem that we're having here? And it's been here for years.
Yeah, we definitely have that same problem. I think that's a global problem. That's something that we've been doing for centuries to ourselves. And, you know, it comes from self-hate. And, you know, in the commandments, the Most High says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, manservant, maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything as thy neighbor's. And that's one of the hardest things in the commandments for us to do, because everybody is always jealous over the next person and envying the next person, don't want to see the next person make it. If that person make it and I'm at the bottom, now I'm jealous. I want to bring them down. How can I stop them? I don't want to support them. Like, this is what we got to get out of our mind, because when that one man or that woman make it, we need to be pulling the other people up. It's all about all of us making it. It's not about one person. It's a time for a nation to rise, not just the individual. We need a nation to rise. They have separated us so much that we don't even think that we are family, and we family.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We are a nation that's in the belly of the beast. Everybody is against us. Everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The police, the government, the court system, the school system, they spraying on us, they imprisoning us, they killing us slowly, they putting 5G in our communities. Like, it just goes on and on, right? So if we don't band together and see the power that we have with us as united instead of individuals, we can stop anything. We don't have to settle for what they want to give us, but with us being individuals, we have to settle for whatever they want to do. But we don't have to do that if we come together. And so
Absolutely. That's
one of the main things. Like, I'm glad I'm on your show, because everything that I'm saying right now, I want people to do it everywhere. Get you one real estate agent, right? Go door to door and ask all the people that look like you, do they want to be a part of buying something? Get some kind of contract going. Even if they don't, if it's something that they don't even get no money out of, because everybody want to get some money out of something sometimes. But it could be something, we just need this building up because it's going to benefit everybody. And we just want to put the building up, so who all want to support, right? You'll be amazing.
Right.
You'll be amazed how many people in that community will say, I put in $100 on that. I put $500 on that. You know what I mean? Because everybody want to see us do better. But we got to want to see us do better. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? Like, we all collectively got to come together and say, let's do better. If somebody got a church, if somebody got a building, bring all the people to the building so y'all can start having conversations on what's going to better our community. Right?
Absolutely.
And that's why I can't wait till, Pastor Pinkney, you come back out here because we gonna get you an audience in the community that need to hear what you gotta say. Because you're gonna empower people with your words. This is what the Most High has blessed you with a gift with. And so we wanna make sure that you able to use that gift amongst the people who need it. You know what I mean? And so
absolutely.
So it's powerful, man, what we can do when we come together. You know, but we gotta have a foundation. We gotta understand that there is nothing more powerful than the Most High Himself. And He put us in these situations because He know that we strong enough to build ourselves out of it. He wouldn't have put us here if He didn't think we can get out of it.
Yeah.
Right? He waiting on
us
to get out of it. A lot of people would be sitting back and like, oh yeah, you know, the Most High gonna do everything, I ain't gotta do nothing. But He gave you the ability. He gave you legs, He gave you arms, He gave you a mind, and He gave you everything that you need to do it.
Absolutely.
He gave it to
and
you.
Also,
you just gotta believe in Him first and then believe in yourself. Huh?
And He also told you faith even without works is dead. So we
there
have
you
to start doing stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you
I remember one time I was on my knees and I was praying. I was praying for the homeless and the gangbangers and this and that. And I was like, Father, help them. And He was like, that's what I got you there for. Right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At that moment, I understood my mission. This mission, the things that I see in my community that's not the way it's supposed to be, He has put me here to do something about it. And not just me, all of us. We all can do something about it. And so one person that stand up and say, I want to do something about it, gonna make another person stand up and another person stand up and another person stand up. And it needs to be a movement that cannot be stopped. Like far as
absolutely.
Waking up, understanding that we are royalty, we are kings and queens of the earth, the real Jews, the real Hebrews of the earth, this cannot be stopped. They can't stop this. I don't care who they take out. They can shoot me. They can take the next man beside me. It's not going to stop because we know now. We understand why we came here on slave ships.
Absolutely.
We understand that we was being our ancestors was disobedient to the Father, and we had to get punished for 400 years. So we know that the 400 years is coming up. We have the 400-year prophecy. That don't mean Christ coming back. That means that you're just going to have the mindset to break a lot of these mental chains that they got around us, right? So that's where we at right now, trying to break these mental chains. We can
there
do everything for ourselves. So if they decide they want to close that school down, all praises to the Most High, because Pinckney is going to start his own school, and it's going to benefit the kids more, benefit the teachers more, benefit our future more.
Yes.
So the Most High might have it to where they start taking things that they give. They might take away welfare and this and that. This is why we need to come together to make sure that the people that don't have stuff ain't starving. And that's our problem. That's not their problem. That's our problem. And we can fix it if we come together. One person
there
can't do it by himself, but if we come together, we can do it.
Hey,
so, man, it's powerful, man. And
yes, it is.
I'm just glad to be in the battle,
Pastor. You are in the battle. Look, you got about 90 seconds. Tell us what you want us to know, and then I got to bring in my good friend Belinda Brown. So tell me what you want
and
us
and
to
I
know.
And I love Belinda Brown, too, man. That's a powerful sister. I can't wait to meet her. But
man,
I just want to say thanks for having me.
You met her before.
Way back in the day.
Yeah,
I remember
that. You met her. We were together at the Fidelity Building, and Belinda was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's doing some great work, and I want to salute that sister, and I want to encourage that sister to keep on going because you're doing some great things in the name of the Most High. And don't stop. I think you're inspiring a lot of people, huh?
You said the magic words, don't stop.
Yeah, don't stop. She's inspiring a lot of people, and there's other men and women need to stand by her and help her and assist her what she needs to get the job done. She's trying to get a job done. And I know I ain't got that much time, but I would like to say I'm really honored to be on the show. And I thank Mr. Pinckney for who he is and all that he do. And I think everybody should support Pastor Pinckney. Everybody should come together and get something going to where we all organize on every move that we make so we can never be stopped. So I just want to say all praise to the Most High. We are the royal priesthood of kings and queens of the earth. The Most High is coming back. It is time to repent. It is time to get ready because we never know when those trumpets going to blow. So just make sure you're doing what the Most High has commanded you to do so you don't get left behind.
Amen. All right, my brother. Love you, love you, love you. Give the wife and the baby a big hug and a kiss from me, and we will talk to you soon. Now we're going to bring in Belinda Parker Brown, my good friend from Louisiana, Slidell's. What are you talking about, Slidell, Louisiana? That is a city.
Wow.
People talking, that ain't no city. What kind of city named Slidell? You know, that's Belinda Parker Brown. When you talk about
Pastor
Pinckney, it's going down. What's up, girl? What's up? Talk to me. Hey, before we get into this, I want to know, do you know attorney John Settle out of Shreveport, Louisiana?
No, I do not.
Okay, he's the guy who, when I filed the lawsuit against the NAACP, he was the guy that was, matter of fact, he had emailed me the other day. I had sent out an email looking for someone, an attorney for Mr. Victor. And it's a funny thing.
Pastor Pinckney, wait a minute, hold up. I got to give you the good news, okay?
All right, let's have it.
All right, we're on. Now you already know when, just like the Hebrew boy just said, you know that brother is. I'm gonna tell you right now, he just dropped some heavy nuggets, and I'm telling you, I can't wait. I need his number, Pastor Pinckney. I got to go to California with you when you go out
right
there with them brothers, because I got to put that on my itinerary for this year before the year is out. So I'm telling you, but we are movers and shakers here, Pastor Pinckney. You know, all I got to do is call you up and let you know that, like you said, we don't have to ask permission. We're going to tell them what we want. And, you know, Mr. Victor, I just got off the phone with him. We got some good news. His attorney that had been working with us finally had the chance to really sit down and digest everything that Mr. Victor was telling him about his case. And I'm here to tell you, we got it set up, and we're in a position right now where it's unrefutable. We can't lose, Pastor Pinckney. All we have to do is, just like the brother just said, come together. Come together. We should have a court date coming up for Mr. Victor real soon. And Mr. Victor is coming home. Mr. Victor going to get out of there. And once he's released, I'm telling you, the floodgates is going to open up. And we're going to be able to put ourselves in a position where we can get thousands and thousands of people out of these godforsaken hellhole prisons and jails across this state. And that's going to be the sign that everybody needs to see. Okay, the whole world need to see that. And then I'm telling you, Pastor Pinckney, anybody that's not with this, something is wrong with them.
Amen.
Because we're talking about freedom, okay? And you know, freedom, I was listening to my Hebrew brother, and I'm telling you, freedom is a business.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to set it up like that. And I'm here to tell you, we got some awesome things going on, Pastor Pinckney. I can't wait to share with you. But I want the people to know that we're in a movement. And this movement that we're in right now, we're going to win. And it's not going to take us no. It's not Pastor Pickney. I'm here to tell you, you can take it to the bank and cash it in. We going to win this one. This is a win-win for everybody.
Mm.
Okay? All the things that we're talking about that we want to do, we going to do. But the key to it is to unite, to come together. I'm talking about no matter what it is. If we want, you know, they've been focusing on incarceration instead of an education. Okay? We got to kill that spirit.
Mm.
We want to educate our people on the power that we all possess. Okay? And I'm here to tell you, Pastor Pickney, people are ready for this. They are ready for this because they already see the signs. They already know that these people don't intend to give us nothing. Okay? So we got to reverse this curse. And that's where we at right now. We're telling people you either with this or it's over for you. So you don't have no other choice but to get with this. We're talking about freedom for everybody. Because
now
listen, Pastor Pickney, I got to tell you this because Pastor Victor, you know, he had to go down in the belly of the beast. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He had to go into the pit of hell. Because that's, you know, Angola was known as the worst prison in the world, the most bloodiest prison in the world. These people have literally tried to kill him up in there, okay? But he was a godsend. You know, Mr. Victor don't like to hear me talk like this, but I'm telling you, Pastor Pickney, when you put all the pieces together, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure out that a man like Pastor Victor and yourself, okay, that had to go and go through these trials and tribulation, okay, just so that you, when you open up your mouth, the people gonna listen to you.
Mm.
They're going to listen. That's why you got to speak. That's why you can't be silent. Because the people are going to listen. And this is what Mr. Victor wants the people to know. He wants them to start realizing that it don't take much. It don't take much, Pastor Pickney, for us to become the most wealthiest people in the world. And that's where we're headed with this. They know it. I mean, the Trumpism and all of these people, they know it. They know their time is up. Okay? And we don't have to ask them for nothing. We don't even need the church no more, Pastor Pickney. That's how bad this thing is. Mm. We don't need the church. All, you know, because all they've been doing is locked up behind these four walls anyway.
And take it from
okay?
the
community. Then, what you say? Mm. Say that again, Pastor Pickney.
Yeah, all they've been doing is taking from the community.
They've been taking from the people. Take. That's all they've been doing. And the people is fed up with it.
Yes.
They fed up with it. Just like you said, why do we have to go and ask them for what we want? Oh, don't close our school. Don't close our school. What you whining for? We should be in a position where if they even came to try to do something like that, we will shut them down, ruin their career, put them out of office. You know, Pastor Pickney, I'm telling you, if people don't get up and realize what's about to happen, it's already transpiring right now, even as we speak. You know, and I asked the question because it's so many signs, just like Nipsey Hussle. Now, you know what happened to Nipsey Hussle, right, Pastor Pickney? You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, dude, you realize that man was doing some great work.
Mm.
So I want to ask a question, Pastor Pinckney. I want to ask a question. That man was doing some great work. Do you hear me? He wasn't only about to take over his city. He was about to take over that whole state. Okay.
Okay.
I want to ask you a question. Why is that man dead?
Wow.
Why is he dead?
Yep. Belinda, you got about a minute, and I got to move on. But let's get
I'm going to let this sit right there, Pastor Pinckney,
right.
And I'm going to go ahead and take my minute so I can make a very important announcement. You know, October the 5th, we're asking for everyone to come and stand down on the Capitol steps with us in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're having a mass demonstration. We're going to have some high-profile speakers there. I hope to have you there, Pastor Pinckney. And we're going to send out a clarion call for the release of the thousands of people that are being held hostage and kidnapped in the hellhole jails and prisons across the state of Louisiana. We need buses. We need people to come in vans. We need people to come and stand with us anywhere between 3 to 4 hours. Okay, that's all we're asking. That's all we're asking for. And so that we can make our clarion call to the whole world. Okay?
There you go.
And we're going to videotape. We're going to have professional news media there. We're going to have national news, international news. And we want the whole world to come and stand with us. That's October the 5th. Now, before you do that, Mr. Victor is asking that everybody go and download the album, Favor. You can go to any internet, music on, where you can download your music and stuff on the internet. Most people know where that's at, and I think it's for $10. We asking everybody to do that. It's all you got to do is pull up his name, Reverend Victor, and the name of the album is Favor, F-A-V-O-R, and download that album.
All right.
Thank you so much, Pastor Pinckney, for this time.
All right. And we'll be talking soon. And take care.
Okay. So we got Mr. Victor, a lawyer. We're going in there. We're going to demand his release.
All right now. All right, Belinda Brown, Belinda Parker Brown. We'll talk to you soon. Now I got to bring in my good friend and one who visited me when I was in prison. She came to visit me regularly. She came all through the night. My good friend, Marcina Cole, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I have very little time to make this announcement. I just want to say I am having September the 14th. It's a medical forum called Reclaim Your Right to Health Medical Forum. This is in result to an untimely death of my son. The system killed him. He was in the hospital where basically they finished him off with 12 hours of surgery. And so what I'm trying to do now is to save people's lives, having this forum at Hartford Church in Detroit, Michigan, a well-known civil rights church from years ago with Senior Pastor Dr. Charles Adams. So his son, that's the assistant pastor, agreed that he would host this event, which will be starting a movement about the disparity of health care when it comes down to Black people. Many Blacks are dying at alarming rates compared to whites. Inaccessibility with care. Many of them are uninsured, and with the current administration, they don't want to have any health care for all poor people. The attempts to dismantle the current Affordable Care Act, it's horrific what's going on. So it's causing a lot of stress in our people. We have premature deaths that's going on. We have many Blacks who go to the doctor, but they're not being treated adequately, and not seeing that this patient has a serious ailment, and they send them home, and then ultimately cause their death. So I'm planning on having various panelists, a few doctors. I'm also going to have nurses on site to do blood pressure checks, information about American Heart Disease. I'm looking for someone that comes down, a person that represents the mental health organization, because I want to focus on the stigmatism. A lot of these organizations, they're making a lot of money. Their budget is real high. They got a lot of money, and I'm speaking of American Heart Association. But what I see now, digging up and doing research, a lot of these organizations aren't helping the people, the minorities. They're dying. They got the same illness as a white person, like what I say, for instance, cancer, but they're dying more faster. There's something wrong with that picture. So anyway, hopefully I can't answer everything when it comes down to September the 14th for that forum, but it's a start. It'll be a start of many. So my first one would be at Hartford Church, 18700 James Cousin Freeway in Detroit, Michigan, and the area code is 48235. It will start at 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We asking people to help out. If you know of any vendors, or if you're interested in being a vendor, preferably someone who's in the healthcare field, we're talking about. And yet, even if you might not be one of those, but sustainability for life would be water and food, healthy food. So if you're in the business with healthy food choices, I'd like for you to rent a table for $35. I could be reached. I have this phone number, area code 248-509-0648, 248-509-0648. And I'm on Facebook, Marcina Cole, also greatmarcina at yahoo.com. That's GREATMARCINA at yahoo.com. Send me a message. Contact me through email or phone. Any more details? We do know we are suffering as a people, and we have an enormous amount of stress on our back. And we, many of the young people are getting at an early age diabetes, hypertension, stroke, cardiovascular illnesses. And so we need to start and think about, we cannot fight unless we're healthy. So I'm going to do my part. I want to save a life, including my own, Reverend Pinckney. Reverend Pinckney, you're going to be one of the panelists, and I appreciate that, one of the speakers. And just looking forward to, you know, getting to the core. Why is this a problem? And I'll say one thing. The current administration in Washington, D.C., they want to dismantle everything that's going to sustain our life. The poison of the air, the food, the water, everything, housing, discrimination, all this stuff can cause heart disease. So I really appreciate the time. I got 2 minutes. And once again, my name is Marcina Cole, and the event is called Reclaim Your Right to Help Medical Forum. And this is the first one. And I'm just looking forward to people to join in on us to make a difference and be a healthier community. Thank you so much, Reverend Pinckney.
And thank you. I what you're doing is so tremendous. You know, people need to understand more about their health and stuff like that. And also they need to learn more about the medication that they're receiving. And I look at this as a tremendous opportunity. And I think what you're doing is so wonderful. And also, it's a message that you need to, you could carry on. And my suggestion is put it out there on Facebook. Let people know about it. And go around to these churches in Detroit. Tell them, make them do something. Because they don't do anything. All they do is sit on their butts and think they're going to heaven. That's all they think about. But the point is, if you don't get out there and work and do something, hell will be your home. I tell you this much. But I think what you did is tremendous. Yeah? Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'll just say right quick, I have gone to a church, and a very large church. I mean, they have about 6 churches, and spoke briefly to the pastor, and then from there I was forwarded to the health ministry. I hadn't heard from them yet, but I want to connect with these people who have done health fairs. But mine is not a health fair. This is a form, mm-hmm. a form addressing the ills of this country that's setting us back, that's killing us,
mm-hmm.
in all types of creative ways. This is a little bit different. And so, but anyway, I just want folks to join. This ain't no competition who's going to do this and do that. It ain't about that. It's about coming together as one to save our lives. Thank you so much,
Amen.
Reverend Pinckney, for giving me this opportunity
to
speak.
I want you to know, mm-hmm. I want you to go to, make sure you go to the Central Methodist Church down there on Woodward and get them involved. I think that would be a good opportunity for them, for you to go there and talk with them. Not only talk to the pastor, too, of the church.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm writing it down right now, Reverend Pinckney, and
mm-hmm.
That would be
and also
Monday.
St. Matthew's,
be a Tuesday.
And don't forget St. Matthew's down there on Woodward, too. Go there.
Yeah,
I will certainly get them. And then ask them to do something. You know, don't just ask them to come. That ain't good enough. You need to ask them to come and help you do something. And I think that's
and
more
you know
important.
What? And you're right, Reverend Pete. Let me cut you off. You're right, because I want to say this, because I'm speaking really quick, because I know I have short time. I just want to say this. Yes, I am pleading with people to please join the fight. I need help in so many areas. I plan to serve healthy foods, but it needs to take money. To do that. I know what type of menu I want for the lunch, because we plan to have a lunch. So, I need monetary funds. I need support. I need folks to volunteer for that day and before that day. So, once again, Marcina Cole, you have the number. That's one of my numbers, and I'll just give you another one real quick. Because that other number don't connect to mine, my other number. But anyway, 248-383-3595, 248-383-3595. Thank you so much, Reverend Pinckney. Have a blessed day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Very good, and thank you so much for being on. That is some crucial information, but we have just ran out of time.